Hey, Craig.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Let's check out what's under the pod tree.
I see one more gift. What do you think it is?
I don't know. It says it's from Victor.
Hey, shake it and see what it says.
Wow. That's a weird sound. We say we unwrap it together. Ready?
I go for it.
Wow. Check it out.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
It's kind of like the old one, only... better.
Yeah, only better.
Victor's improved it. Let's just sit back and take it all in.
All right.
What do you think of that?
I thought it was freaking awesome.
I recognize the drum beat.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other about a week or so ago, Victor asked for just the beats. I happen to have it, you know, so I sent him over to him. And then he comes back with something like this. This is awesome.
Thanks, that was Victor. Neat. Yep. Thanks, Victor. We do have a shorter version. That's not how we're going to bring in the show every week or every twice a week. Feed your inner geek.
Every time?
No, every time. We've got a shorter version. We'll use that at the end of the show, and the bed music will still be the original drum beat. So now we've got some variation to go on. That was kind of like the movie version of the theme, and we'll come in every time with the TV version of the theme.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know, I was just telling Chuck that the shorter version, I keep thinking of as like an intro to a sci-fi TV show, and like, you know, you see me, like me run. And I kind of turn my head and freeze with a gun in my hand and shows my name at the bottom. And then to see Chuck jumping or something and freeze and show his name. Like Logan's Run or something.
Here you go, Craig. Take another hit.
What are you saying? I'm tripping?
Hey, coming up in tonight's show, we've got the rest of our Patrick Norton interview, part 2 of 3. And I was really a good boy, so guess what I got?
I have no idea.
What did you get?
Oh, yeah. Guess what I got?
We're going to talk about that a little later.
Yep, and I watched The Christmas Story about 3.5 times this time.
This time? I've got it on DVD. I don't bother watching it anymore.
I feel like I have to.
All right, we will be right back after this day in history.
Tech history.
On this day in tech history for December 26, 2005. This is December 26. It's the 360th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are just 5 days remaining in 2005. It was on this date in 1825 that the Erie Canal opens. And in 1898, Marie and Pierre Curie announced the isolation of radium. Turkey adopts the Gregorian calendar on this date in 1925. And in 1933, the Nissan Motor Company was organized in Tokyo, Japan. FM radio is patented on this date in 1933. And on this date in 1943, the German warship Scharnhorst sinks off the coast of North Cape in Norway after being attacked by the British Royal Navy late the previous evening. Comet Kohoutek reaches perihelion, but is not such a display as expected on this date in 1973. Also on this date in 1973, Soyuz 13 lands. And the following year, in 1974, Salyut 4 is launched. 1 year later, 1975, the Tupolev Tu-144 goes into service in the Soviet Union. Aeroflot puts the Ilyushin IL-86 into service on this date in 1980. And it was on this date in 1982 that Time Magazine's Man of the Year, for the first time, was given to a non-human, the personal computer. And according to my sources, the person was supposed to be Steve Jobs. Happy birthday on this date to Charles Babbage, the English mathematician and inventor. Yes, he invented the difference engine and the analytical engine, believed to be the first mechanical computing devices. And finally, this is the date where the period of the Ursids meteor shower ends. So, if you missed it, come back next year. And that's the way it was on this date in tech history for December 26, 2005.
This is Mark Shepard, and whenever I'm in podcast land, I listen to Chuck and Craig at Chuck Chat Technorama, the place where 101 is just a way of life.
There's the drum beat we all know and love.
Mm-hmm. You know what, that last Mark Shepard ID that we just listened to?
Yes.
He's got me thinking of opening a high-tech bar where, say, all the drinks are named after modems.
The Haze.
The Bit Surfer.
The U.S. Robotics.
I have a Bit Surfer with U.S. Robotics on the side.
Give me a Courier straight up.
That's it. That's what I was trying to think of.
We have a special listener feedback, voicemail, whatever you want to call it, on our listener line from none other than Bruce Barr.
Chuck, you got another phone call.
Who is it?
Bruce Barr.
OnStar?
Bruce Barr.
Juice Barr?
Bruce Barr.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me. Have him leave a message.
Hey, Chuck, this is Bruce. I'm in Wichita, just catching up on a few of the Potter books on audiobook, and that's been filling up my days of late. I just wanted to wish you and your family, Craig and Chuck Chat Freestyle, a blessed and wonderful Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll be talking to you guys. Merry Christmas.
Wow, a couple of strange artifacts in that one. It skipped. It wasn't like that on the original WAV file. I don't know what happened.
And the
there.
Artifact is not Bruce Barr we're talking about.
No, he's not skipping.
Hey, I do want to thank you, man, and I hope you had a good Christmas, too.
Thank you, Bruce. Yes, happy Christmas, merry holidays, and whatever else you want to say. We already went through that whole nonsense about which holidays you choose and which ones you don't.
Ah, screw it. New Year's is coming. We're over Christmas now.
Okay. Also, a special shout-out to Mad Marv from Hawaii for his donation in the chip jar. Wow. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Yes, thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Mad Marv.
Bandwidth going.
Flowing.
You had a bit of news.
Yes, I saw that the Apple Newton Museum is closing. Wait a minute. Yes. Sound effects before. Okay.
I didn't have the typewriter out, man. I've been rearranging the computer room today.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's all right. The Apple Newton Museum is closing, and their loss could be your gain. Actually, they've got every Apple Newton and every peripheral, I guess, that was available for the Newton, manuals, everything. From the pictures I've seen, these look pristine, and they're on eBay. And from what I understand, it's only got a couple of more days by this time. Let's take a look. It's got 22 hours, so if you get the show quickly, you can come to... The current bid is like $2,000, which...
I'm not going to make it.
You could. I guess I don't know, but it looks pretty cool. They got all kinds of stuff in there. It's pretty neat.
I mean, I'm not going to make it to the museum. When do they close?
No, but if you got $2,000, you can have them deliver it to you through UPS.
Well, in memory of the old stuff, we're going to play an old song. I think this is from that 8-bit collection.
Yeah, I can feel the Christmas spirit filling me right now.
We love this stuff. This just has Technorama all over it. Did you see the MP3 LED Christmas tree?
Yeah, I did. I was a little surprised how expensive it was.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. It has USB cable, so you can upload your MP3s right to the base, and it will play songs, and it's got fiber optics in it to LEDs, and it's just a big, colorful thing, but...
Yeah. At first, I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. Wait a minute, 6 foot?
Yeah.
I was like, it's a little bigger than I thought. And
yeah.
And then I realized the price was Oh, wait a minute. They cut the price. It's $170 now.
Oh, well, that's reasonable.
Okay, you can fade that music out now.
Is it driving you nuts yet?
No, I'm just having trouble listening to you.
There, I'll fade your end
Thank
down.
You. Thank you.
It's not as bad on the final mix, don't worry.
Yeah. Well, the MP3 LED tree is pretty cool. Like I said, a little hefty for my price tag. I was thinking I spent like $30 to go get cut down a tree.
Oh, speaking of crazy lights and things, I saw the... remember that video with the guy with the house all wired up and the music that goes along to
it?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw that on TV today. I was watching TV. Whoops, forgot I had a sweeper in there. Thanks, Garrett.
You're going to play us a clip from what he was said on the news.
No. I was watching the TV, and all of a sudden I saw that. I was like, I know that clip. You know who used it? At the end of the song, it said, they didn't play the whole song. They only played, you know, as much fits in a 30-second commercial. It said, enjoy the lights, LITES. It was a commercial for Miller Lite beer.
Oh.
Because the whole time I'm going, all right, who's got the bid on this commercial?
Well, I'm not going to tell you how many. Well, I mean, there's no way I could count how many people are going, dude, have you seen that video? I'm like, let me guess. You know, even my mother-in-law's seen it, so.
That's kind of fun to put it on TV, though.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. But I bet it looks better on TV than it did.
It actually did. I was wondering where they got the good footage because it was real grainy on the computer.
They've probably sent somebody out there with a camera and the tripod and said, all right, cut it on. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to pass this along just so you could all synchronize your clocks at the same time. This year we'll have one extra second.
Whew. What am I going to do with all that time? I always said if there was more time in a day, I would get so much more done.
I've been telling everybody, if I just had a few more minutes a day. Now, so they're going to delay a second to line up the atomic clocks or whatever with what is the perceived time because of the rotation of Earth and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah,
so,
it's a leap second.
Yeah.
Well, you know how we have leap years, right?
Hey, who cares?
Who cares? If you didn't get it right, you would gradually, your seasons would shift, you know,
no,
over
just
the course
like
of
I
a
do,
really
like,
long time.
No, just look at it this way. When I get in my car, I look at the clock. I know that it's 6 minutes ahead. I've just never reset it. You ever had a clock like that? You look at it and you go, you do the math in your head, and you knew if you ever reset the clock.
No, because I fix them. I can't stand it when my clocks are off.
Well, see, I've realized that it's 6 minutes ahead, so whenever I'm on the way to work, I always look at it and go, minus 6 minutes, okay. And I just, if I reset it, I'd be all screwed up.
Are you one of those,
like,
people that sets your clock ahead so you can hit the snooze alarm?
No, I don't even use the alarm, man. I wake, man, my body clock, I wake up on time every morning. Bam.
Right. I we are that. Way off track.
Anyway, one, body clock works. Two, be sure to set your clocks ahead 1 second.
And if you're a geek, use NTP to get a time server.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, what's what did you get for Christmas?
No, I mean, if you were a real geek, you'd have a computer at your desk or at your nightstand, synced up with an NTP server, playing an MP3 to wake you up.
That's right.
Anyway,
you could do that.
Anyway,
what did you get for Christmas? Were you a good boy?
Yeah, I was a good boy. I'd like to think so. I got the Star Wars ornament from Hallmark. I got the X-Wing. I got the Fantastic Four movie. Yeah, I love those ornaments. I got Fantastic Four, the 40-Year-Old Virgin. I don't know if they're trying to tell me something. Then I got The Life of Brian, one of my favorite movies. That's a great movie.
So you get some good videos to watch.
I know. I got like, it was a good few hours right there. Maybe they're trying to keep me busy. Hey, go watch something, Craig. No, I got some, you know, little things like that. And then I get this cool organizer my wife gave me. It's like a power strip, and it has a lid on it. You open the lid, you put all your wall warts and the cables and everything inside.
Mm-hmm.
When you close it up, the cable ends are hanging out, and on the top it has some spacers which you can move and like make a space for your cell phone to sit up there and a space for your iPod or something like that. So you just snap, not even snap it, just kind of sit up there, and it's pretty cool.
I thought, when you told me about this earlier, I thought it kind of hid under the desk. I didn't realize.
No, you would set it up top. No, your cables are inside, so you don't see
nice.
The wall warts or anything.
Yeah, nice.
It's like a little cable management going on. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, when I get it set up, maybe I'll post some pictures in Flickr.
And you have a gift on the way, too.
Yes, I do. I want to thank you, Chuck, very much. Chuck has sent me a new Linksys router.
It was on his wish list on Amazon. I couldn't resist.
it was on my wish list for Amazon, you know, just in case somebody decided to pick me up something. But I was totally not expecting that at all. And I got my son in here to look at the NORAD Santa site we just talked about the other night. And Gmail was up automatically in my browser. And I was like, oh, man, he sent me that, man. So, you big lug.
Hey, I haven't paid you much else besides a t-shirt and a hat, so I figured it was time.
And no attention. But I wholeheartedly appreciate that.
Well, a few other people knew that I had done a little, what do you call it, social engineering on my daughter to find out what my gift was.
Fishing.
See, weeks ago, they hinted, Dad, you're getting something small and expensive. And I thought, oh, cool, iPod video. So I, when they showed me the box, it was already wrapped. And I went, that's not the right dimensions for an iPod video box. You know, so because I knew it was square and thin. And I went, that ain't right. So it couldn't be it. So I, a couple weeks ago, maybe a week or so, I said, Lisa, I know that box isn't an iPod video. And she got the biggest smile on her face. She couldn't contain herself, and she gave it away right there. She gave it away. So I knew what it was, and I went, cool, now I can start working on accessories and things. I was all stoked up going, yeah, I can watch BSG and everything.
I know. He posted it in the mail list. I was like, I hope it's not what it is.
Yeah, you were wishing I got, like, iCall.
iCall for your stocking.
So yeah. I got that. I got a clock radio thing that this iPod docks on top of, so you can listen to the radio. You can listen to your iPod. You can set alarms. You know, it's got the time and date. I've never seen a clock that had time and date. But when I glance over, I'll know. You know, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll know what day it is.
Oh, it's Saturday. I can go back to sleep. Well, that's kind of. I don't think I've ever seen that either.
Yeah. Nice speakers on it. It's got decent sound. I mean, it's an iPod video, so literally I could, you know, if I don't like what's on TV, I can just watch a video on my iPod.
Oh yeah, I just thought about that. So you could watch I guess you lay on your side and look at your.
Yeah, the sound is better than my crappy little TV anyway. That TV, I got a lot of stuff this year that replaced a lot of old stuff. Last year it was the microwave that replaced the 15-year-old noisy microwave. This year I replaced 3 telephones. One I had in college, one we've had since we were married, and one, what was the other one? Bedside, kitchen. Oh, one in the office. Yeah, that was as old as when we were married too. So I replaced 3 phones that had a sum total of like 60 years on them.
Hey, nice rotary phone you still got in your house.
One was a pulse dial. It had buttons, but it was a pulse dial. So I've spent all day encoding movies and Battlestar Galactica and things for the iPod. I know, I didn't get the BSG from the iTunes Music Store. Shh. But I've been converting Xvid to MP4 and ripped Star Wars 3 onto an MP4 also.
Now, you said it took you 7 hours to use Handbrake for Star Wars 3?
I didn't time it exactly, but it was about 7 hours. Yeah,
you gotta be kidding me.
No.
7 hours?
Yeah. It was probably closer to 6.
Dude.
What?
What's the point?
What's the point? I don't get to watch it. I won't get to watch it on DVD. I'm going to watch it when I watch it, not when the DVD is available or I'm sitting next to a player or something.
No, I think you're misunderstanding. I didn't mean what's the point in ripping it. I can obviously understand that.
It was an exercise to make sure that I could do it.
Okay. Well, you know, I want to tell you this, and I think we mentioned this on the site before or on the show, is the Otto Gagarin knot. Have you seen that?
No.
I ran this on my XP box. I don't know that they have it on a Mac, but I rip a movie. It takes like an hour, maybe a little bit more.
To what?
To rip it.
To Xvid?
Yes.
See, Xvid won't play on the iPod.
I know, but you can set different formats.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's one I've been choosing because I'm building my video library, which, you know, Xvid's fine for me.
How fast of a machine were you ripping that on, too?
It's an AMD 2700.
Okay, because I've got, this is a 1.2 gigahertz iMac G4 that I was doing on. And you know what's funny? Is I was doing BSG episodes, one on the PowerBook and one on the iMac. Mm-hmm. The iMac's a 1.2 gigahertz, and the PowerBook is a 1.3 gigahertz. And the iMac, even though it has a slower processor, was ripping them out 2 to 3 times faster.
Really?
Very strange.
Hmm.
I didn't expect the difference to be that great, but it was. I mean, I thought, well, you know, maybe I've heard it's faster, but I thought, okay, it'll finish maybe 25, 30, 50% faster. No, this was lots faster.
Well, normally what I do as far as ripping, I'm not sure about, I haven't used Handbrake yet.
I was just looking around for things to convert with, and I first tried.
Well, I mean, I've seen people talking about it as a great program. I mean, it's 7 hours. I just like, it's like a lot. It would take you for an eternity to get into your collection.
Well, you know, what else was I doing?
I mean, I guess you could set it up and go to bed, but I don't know. The Gagarin knot worked pretty good. What I've been doing is I will take a program and decrypt the DVD onto my hard drive.
Yeah.
And then take that and actually let it do the conversion. So, I don't know. But I've heard people rave about the Handbrake.
Mm. If anyone out there has other tools they recommend, particularly for the Mac, to do conversions from Xvid to MP4 or right from DVD to MP4, I'm all ears. I did a Google search and I started trying things out, and that's what came up.
Yeah. Well, somebody else had recommended that in our mailing list. I can't remember who it was.
All right, we've got to jump into part 2 of our Patrick Norton interview. Are you ready?
Bring it on. Where's Patrick?
All right, make sure I bring the volume up. I almost left that low. I hate it when I do that. All right, we will be back in a little bit.
All right.
Hey, let's back up a little bit. You cut your teeth on Osborne and K-Pro CPM systems.
Reading the legendary Wikipedia article.
You bet.
yeah,
K-Pro 2 or 4?
I want to say it was a K-Pro 2. It was a very long time ago, and I had very limited access to it. My aunt and uncle I was working on a report for school, and my aunt and uncle said, come here, let me show you something. And at two different times, the first time I want to say was WordStar, and the second time was electric pencil. And
I'm sorry, man, flashbacks, WordStar.
I'm not having flashbacks. I can, within arm's reach, I've got a K-Pro 4 right here. I kid you not.
That's awesome.
And the WordStar, see, the WordStar. The WordStar floppy is sitting right on top. I have no idea why I'm keeping this thing. Maybe as a footrest someday.
One day you'll get IP on it.
So, Patrick, you probably know what I say when I say pip, pip.
Oh, man. Evil, bad flashbacks.
No, I love doing that.
No CPM humor. No. No, CPM will hurt you if you're not careful.
Say, when you were doing the screensavers, what was going through your head when somebody would call in with a real basic question?
You know, it's partially, I kind of, at different places, I kind of got to be the sort of like not IT guy that got to help fix things for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really long, you know, this would have been like 12, 15 years ago, and somebody was on a Mac Classic. We were in a publishing firm. Extremely smart person, extremely experienced with desktop publishing and creating content that was then, you know, routed through Quark and turned into, you know, full on magazines with a large distribution. And they were writing me a letter of recommendation for a job I was applying for, because I was working there part time, or working there as a freelancer. And they opened up on the desktop of their Macintosh, the significantly and vastly easier to use system at the time, because that was, you know, late DOS, early Windows 3.0, and on the PC side of things. And they open up their Word document on their desktop, and they start scrolling. And about 15 seconds and 178 documents later, they got to the bottom, and they hit the key combination for a page break, and they typed out my letter. And I was like, hey, you know, you can create a new one of those for each document.
You know,
and then it pops up. They're like, wow, cool, good to know. And then they created their next document at the bottom of their stream of, you know, 200. It's probably like 50,000 pages long now, 10 years later. But it was a moment between that. And I met up with somebody who was a screensavers watcher, screensavers viewer, and dude was a pretty hardcore programmer doing, you know, 3D gaming stuff. And I still half believe it was some kind of a put on, but he said, look, you guys demoed how to put together a system. He goes, that was great. He says, I've always been afraid of putting a graphics card in my own machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, this is a stud gaming programmer, you know, this is somebody who thinks in assembly. Well, maybe not assembly, but you know what I mean? Like,
pretty darn
like,
close.
Yeah, a lot closer to it than I'll ever get. And, you know, I started to realize that there's people who are, you know, there's people who can do amazing things with SQL databases that, you know, maybe need some help on Wi-Fi, or people who can do amazing stuff with, you know, creating wireless antennas that can pick up a Wi-Fi, you know, a household Wi-Fi unit 3/4 of a mile away, you know, and you know, have trouble getting their pictures to look better, you know, inside of, you know, Photoshop LE or whatever they're using. Nobody knows at all, except for the people who email you and tell you how you're wrong about everything. But that's a point of bitterness I won't get into at the moment.
But we feel that pain.
Yes, we get that regularly.
You know, what I tell people is like, hey, you know what? If I'm wrong, tell me the right answer. You know, like the way we encode the video, tell me a better way to encode it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you get a question and you're looking at somebody. You know, the questions that are always funny is like, you know, how do I steal software on the internet? You
know? Explain bit to
great question. I can't answer that. You know, learn how to use Google. Ask your neighbor. But the question, I mean, I don't know. I've always found out that, you know, I know people who are, you know, amazing, like, you know, they can work all these different applications, but they don't use, you know, they right-click everything to cut and paste.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, check this out. You know, Control-C, Control-V, Control-X.
Oh, man.
You know, and it's, you know, it's like, you know, there's always something else to learn. So,
oh yeah,
partially well, because go ahead.
I was gonna say I used to do tech support in an ISP, and some other people that answered the phones, you know, they'd be like, "Man, what an idiot!" You know, when the person got the phone, I was like, I always tried to keep in mind that the people you're helping out, those are doctors, lawyers, construction workers, whatever.
Yeah,
they don't do this for a living. You do.
Yeah,
you know, trying to keep it in perspective a little bit.
It's hard, you know, because sometimes where you get really frustrated, and this is something we didn't really run into on the television program, but you run into it in real life when, you know, you tell somebody how to do something, you know, mm-hmm. and they come back and they do the wrong thing again, and they, you know, stupid machine is busted, won't plug it in, man. You know?
Yeah, yeah, right. Why can't I not see anything on my monitor? Turn on.
Oh, that's stupid. It should turn on when I press the button on the machine. I agree, but this is the way the thing works, you know. Yeah.
Well, I know you guys weren't fed answers, you know, because I know I've heard people allude to that.
Oh, yeah. The show. The control room knew the answers. We were just talking heads because we're pretty. That's why they put Lee and I on television. Well, yeah. Sorry.
Well, according to Dvorak, you're very photogenic.
Well, yes. That was one of the more. Yeah, I don't even know where to go with that one.
Just enjoy it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, John.
But did y'all ever have
sorry?
Yeah. Well, did y'all ever have a heads up on what calls were coming? I mean, to be able to.
We used to pre-screen the calls, right? And you know, mm-hmm. Somebody would come up with a stack of, they would write down, you know, somebody calls in or on a net cam, and it's like Bob from Texarkana, Texas, and they've got a question about yada. And what we try to do is when you get into really serious, you know, tech support type phone calls, those mm-hmm. get really boring for everybody watching really quickly because mm-hmm. it's like
and
that
long.
Person and the three people around the world who may or may not actually yeah. be able to watch the show, you know, probably aren't watching the show who have that same technical problem, right? So you try to make it of a broad interest. You try to look for stuff that's engaging. It brings in new content that's kind of a hot button for people.
Steer no. Google.
And so you pick those, and about 30% of those people exactly. Google it. That's the classic. Like if it's what somebody used to work with, could barely contain themselves. You know, just Google it, for God's sakes. They don't need us. I'm like, yeah, they need us because you know you like this job, and I don't want to put together a new resume. Although we did try to teach a lot of people how to fish on the show, to borrow a metaphor, but about a third of the people invariably would forget or change their question. And
oh, great.
Would ask one question and just ask something completely different, you know, or the other thing that would happen is, you know, you'd lose people. And so somebody would run up and they'd come up, they'd grab another caller and throw them at you. So in theory, we knew what was coming about 5 minutes before the show. And about a third or a half of those would change by the time the actual question came up in the show. Yeah.
I imagine
so that was always, there was always some surprising thing that came up. You know, sometimes you'd see it in our faces.
You know what you need? An audio version of the sledgehammer for Twit. You need some audio
have the same
cue
impact,
that.
Pun intended.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I want to see you throwing a sledgehammer on one of those high mics and see everybody cringe.
Oh, man. Got to be careful with those. Those are pretty mics.
Yeah, they
work really well. Completely lost your signal.
Oh, you want to call back?
You know what? Let me see if I can switch over to our dirty network real quick.
I think there's a latency starting to come in here.
Our main network gets slammed pretty hard.
You want to call us back?
Somebody might have. Somebody up at 1UP's probably downloading a game demo. Yeah, let me play with that.
All right. Yeah, we were getting a crazy latency in there. I noticed when I mentioned the sledgehammer, it took you a while to respond to that one.
Yeah, it's. It's the thing about the whole VoIP world is it's based on network speeds.
Yeah, and your quality's changed too. It sounds better.
It should be. This should be a much faster connection.
Craig, you and I were on that conversation one time with Kevin and Jennifer, and we were trying to have a conversation. It was actually kind of funny, but there was like a 20-second latency. You could ask a question and count and wait for your answer to come back. It was like packet relay radio.
You know what's so bad about it? The latency was so bad, I just thought they were talking about something that I wasn't in, you know, a part of. And then I was like, I mean, there's no delay. I mean, it's so bad that I thought I was just out of the conversation.
It starts to feel like, you know, you're in some early 20th century radio kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's Craig, right. Why don't we start with your next bullet point?
Oh, well, wait a minute. Are you recording again?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was just going to say that the other day I was putting my foot in the car, and I had my iPod on, and I was getting ready to go to work, and Twit had come on, and all of a sudden I heard Leo talking, and everybody was talking, and I couldn't believe how good that podcast sounded.
Well, it's only taken us 7 months to work that out.
Oh. Yeah, and those mics with the stereo separation was just, that was off the hook. I couldn't believe it.
No, it's...
my mouth was on the floorboard in the car the way to work.
We are, and Leo's, I think, pushed harder for this than anybody else, but we're, boy, let me think. We're on our third mixing board, our fourth or eighth recording setup, our third set of mics, if you count the original grab bag of headsets that everybody was using on the Skype calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've used a lot of good equipment, and a lot of it's the room you're doing it in, and if you can get everybody in the same room, and you know, the post production. But you know, it's like everything else in computing, it's a gigo situation, garbage in, garbage out, and then the better mm-hmm. the front end is, the better the back end will be. You know, the flip side is I was talking to somebody recently, they're like, well, I can't afford it, and they inserted the name of this incredibly obscure professional audio microphone that's used, I guess, in high-end radio production studios around the world. And I was like, well, you know, go buy an SM58, you know, mm-hmm. get something, use a headset microphone and start doing it. You know, figure out if you like doing it. Don't say, I can't do it because I can't afford $9,000 worth of equipment. Oh, you know,
forget
you know?
That.
It's like, yeah, you've got a computer, download Audacity.
Yeah. Get a microphone for it.
Hey, I got a little Altec Lansing headset. It actually sounds really good. You know, mm-hmm. I used it. It was like $30.
It's like I was torturing Leo because one Skype call I came in and he's like, "This, I don't know what you're using for a headset, but it sounds amazing." And I'm like, "I'm using this like $8 Chinese made. It looks like it's literally a plastic telephone handset that somebody builds a microphone and a mm-hmm. you know, it's, that you would get with like an $8 $20 set of VoIP software."
It says Hello Kitty.
The only way you could possibly make it any better would be if it said Hello Kitty, and he was like, "You're kidding me." I'm like, "That's the miracle, Mike."
Yep.
Is your wife a tech head?
My wife is kind of a tech head. My wife is a librarian. She's got a MLIS, and librarian training, librarianship's pretty technical stuff, right? Because it's all about information organization. It's all the stuff that database wonks do, only they started doing it before anybody had a database.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she has moments. She's a much better, you know, she can code rings around me in terms of web pages. probably anything else she tries to code.
But when it comes to GPS, you the man.
I have my moments. some guys I know who one guy in particular, and they do all the GPS coursework. They lay out the courses, and they do the GPS on the courses for the score and Best in the Desert, a couple of off-road racing groups. And the one guy keeps threatening to get me down there while they're doing the course mapping so I can see how professionals actually use GPS equipment versus my strange, you know, which way is the Pacific Ocean and which way is Max 1. But, yeah, it's pretty much, I love GPS. GPS helps me get home.
Do you do any geocaching with that?
I'm too lazy to geocache. That involves dragging my big
sounds like a great idea, but
I might do geocaching with a mountain bike, maybe. You know, Will Wheaton's like really into geocaching, and I always admire that. But I think he also runs regularly for exercise. Mm-hmm. So maybe if I geocached and ran regularly for exercise, I'd be slimmer and more attractive on television. So I should probably work on that.
Well, according to Dvorak.
Well, yeah. My mother and grandfather and my wife want me to lose 30 pounds so my heart doesn't explode, which is also a pretty legitimate concern given my family tree.
How far is the moon from the Earth? Interested in trivia? Please tune in to My Trivia Podcast, a weekly podcast rarely more than 8 minutes in duration, with 10 or more questions and answers of fun facts about topics such as science, geography, history, and there's even some audio thrown in. You can find My Trivia Podcast in iTunes, Podcast Alley, and other podcast sites, or you can go to www.mytriviapodcast.com. Hope to have you tuning in.
The moon is a quarter of a million miles away. The capital...
What is the capital of Assyria?
Green. No, blue.
Go ahead and resist.
What is the airspeed velocity of an African swallow?
All right, we've got one more piece to the Patrick Norton interview. Hope you're enjoying that. We recorded that on the 8th. Man, time flies.
Yeah, now Christmas is over and it's 2006 is bearing down.
What is it about podcasting that is just making time go so bloody fast?
You know, my mom had a theory. You want to hear it real quick?
Fire away.
And it made a lot of sense. As you get older, you get a better concept of time. Therefore, time goes by faster. Oh, hey, think about it. When you were in grade school.
Relative.
Now, listen, when you were in grade school.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, it seemed like the summers lasted forever, and there's only a few months.
Well, when you're 10 years old, you know, 5 years is half your life. Now half my life is 20 years. And if I die at 80, I'm only halfway done. Oh, wait. No, stop right there.
Yeah. Let's just worry about the end of the show.
let's do a quick Geek Thoughts, and then we'll head out of here.
All right.
Geek Thoughts.
Why does the last 2% of a status bar take 98% of the time? It did, too, as I was encoding Star Wars tonight. I swear, it got stuck. It was at 100% for another 20 minutes.
I hate that. Installing. It goes, this moving along pretty good. Oh, man, that last 2% is an eternity. Speaking of your summers lasting forever.
Endless summer. Oh, that's Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Tell them how they can get a hold of us, and we'll take them out of here.
All right. You can visit our website at www.chuckchat.com for forum swag and our email and our wiki, which is growing on its own, and links and show notes and all that good stuff. You can email me at kreg@chuckchat.com or email Chuck at chuck@chuckchat.com. And be sure to send audio comments to chuckchat@gmail.com. And our listener line is 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. So let's burn it up.
Everybody, I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I know we're recording this late on the 25th. It will come out to most of the world by the time we release it. Three quarters of the world is already on the 26th. We're in that Western Hemisphere.
According to the Gregorian calendar.
I deserve that.
Adopted today.
Binary high five.
101.